This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي المتقين وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمداً رسول رب العالمين أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أرسله الله سبحانه وتعالى رحمة للعالمين فشرح به الصدور وأنار به العقول وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا فاللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله أحييكم بتحية الإسلام فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about the topic all of us, we need it. We need to study about it. We need to really improve ourselves in this topic to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever wrong any one of his servants. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. The topic that I really would love to discuss today is the righteousness of parents is the big reason to protect children. صلاح الأباء يحفظ الأبناء. When we look at the Quran, so many verses in the Quran and so many stories in the Quran will teach us, will help us out to understand our situations today. All the prophets and the messengers came prophet before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they called their people to believe in Allah and to follow their messengers. The only one sentence most of the previous nations respond back to their messengers that we found our parents and the situation and we don't like to change it. إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُقْتَدُونَ. We found our parents, grandparents, in the same situation, And we don't like to change the situation, even if this is bad situation. And when we look at the parents, how they influence their children or their offspring so much. To look at the first verses of Surah Al-Qasas, the chapter of the stories, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. We would love to grant the weak people. They were oppressed in the land. And we would love to make them our rulers and to make them inheritors of the land. And we will show Pharaoh and his soldiers what they were afraid of it. And we have a lot of pharaohs everywhere. And we have a lot of weak people everywhere. It's not only related to the Pharaoh that Allah mentioned in the Quran, or related to Moses that Allah mentioned in the Quran. It's related to every single Pharaoh in the world. And we have to follow the same steps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran. After he mentioned the story of Pharaoh and Moses, what did Allah say after that? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. And we inspired the mother of Moses, peace be upon them, to breastfeed him. Why? Why Allah commanded the mother of Musa, or why Allah mentioned the situation of Musa alayhi salam when he was a child, an infant, a child. And this is for all of us. جيل التمكين يبدأ من زمن الرضاعة. The century of empowerment begins with the time of breastfeeding. And we need to understand how I have a child. I have to take care of him or her since I received them. It's not after they can walk, after they can talk, after they can understand. No. From the time that I received them, the struggling will start since that time. To be a role model for them, to be honest, to be pious, to be righteous for them. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib used to talk to his son to say, oh my son, by Allah, I will increase my level of salah because of you. I'm asking Allah to protect you through my salah, my prayers. Al-Hasan al-Basri, everyone recognize who is Al-Hasan al-Basri. He's a very famous scholar in our history. His mom used to talk to him to say, oh my son, you know why you are Hasan? لماذا أنت حسن? He said, why mom? I don't know. And she said, by Allah, every single time I prepare myself to breastfeed you, I make wudu before I give you my chest. Subhanallah. Every single time, لما ترضع ولدها تتوضأ بنية القربة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. Did we do that? Subhanallah. Most of us, we might pray, we might show that we are pious, but our children is not good, are not good. Why? Something wrong. We need to put our index on the illness to say this is the illness, and we need a certain purification, a certain treatment to cure it. And we have to be honest with ourselves. Somebody is saying, you know, I'm very pious. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my son is not. I will ask myself, did I do what Allah asked me to do? If I did, alhamdulillah, I will be rewarded. And my son, even Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, he was helping people to become Muslims, but he couldn't help his own son. Why? What the problem with Nuh alayhi salam? Nothing wrong. But this is Allah's wisdom. We did our effort. We did our job. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for our children to be a different way. We should not be sad, because this is Allah's wisdom. But we have to ask ourselves, did we take care of our children? Did we raise them in nice way, in kind way, to be pious, to be righteous or not? We have to ask ourselves. And parents will influence their children so much. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah, most of the prophets and the messengers, their people rejected their message because of the culture of their parents. إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ. And Allah told us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf, the famous story, the treasure of the orphans, it was underneath the wall, the old wall. And why Allah protected their treasure? Because of what? Because of grandfather. Some narration said it was the seventh grandfather for them. Subhanallah. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their father was a righteous. And when we look in the other hand, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, he took care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than 50 years. Defended him, supporting him. No one was able to hurt Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life. Abu Talib. And what happened after that? In the time of death, he was laying down on his bed, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him, "Oh my uncle, oh my beloved uncle, say a single sentence. I will intercede for you in front of Allah in the day of judgment." And there is other people near to his head, and they told him, "Atarghabu an millati Abi Talib? You won't go away from the religion of Abu Talib? It's a shame." And he repeated so many times, "I am on the religion of Abdul Muttalib. Subhanallah. Until he passed away. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was crying, because no one took care of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than him, his uncle, more than 50 years. And he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for his uncle. And what Allah did? Allah revealed the verse in Surah At-Tawbah. مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا. For who? It's not allowed for the Prophet and for his followers to ask for forgiveness for the one who passed away as a disbeliever. أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. No. When the time of Fath Mecca, and the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he testified, "There is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah." He became a Muslim. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr was crying so much. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him, "What's going on, Abu Bakr? Why are you crying? Your father is a Muslim now." And he responded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to see how those people were caring about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. And he said to Prophet Muhammad, "O Rasulullah, wallahi, I cry today not because my father became a Muslim. I don't like my father to become a Muslim more than your uncle to become a Muslim. I wish that your uncle accept your message in that time. I will be more than happy than my father accepted Islam right now." And just to prove that parents will influence their children or their offspring. And this is the idea. I will come back to our subject. Did we really care about our children? Somebody will say yes. I'm working so hard, I'm gaining money, and I'm feeding them every single time they ask. No, this is not taking care of our children. This is not the good way to take care of our children. Our children, they need to see role model at the house. Did we wake up during the night without telling anyone and we pray to rak'ah just with the intention, may Allah help my children to be pious and to be righteous? Sometimes we forget to pray. And we ask our children, did you pray? We should not ask them. We have to do it before them. We have to do it before we ask them. And even sometimes, we might do something bad in front of our children. Don't think that your child is stupid or dumb. No, he's very smart. She's very smart. They will record, you know, all your actions and all your words. When they have a chance to speak out loudly, they will say it. And you will be surprised in that time. Don't be surprised, because you did not train them to be pious and to be righteous. Somebody will say, you know, my daughter, she take off hijab. Subhanallah. How come for a daughter, you expecting from her to wear hijab and her mom did not wear hijab? How come? How you expect from a son to be a pious and pray all the time and his dad did not take care of the prayer in his life? How come? وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And when you see your son doing something wrong, what is your reaction? If you see your son bring some stuff not belongs to him, and what is the reaction of his mom at home? She will encourage him or she will punish him? And this is the first reaction for your child, for your boy or your daughter, your son or your daughter. And they will start going away or going into the correct path. I know it's a complicated situation, and you cannot see the result within a few days or even a few years. How long time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Prophet Musa to become a prophet? No, it's at least 40 years since he was an infant until he became a prophet. And how many years after that he was struggling? He was in training to be able to fight against Pharaoh and his soldiers. And this is the situation. We should not be in a hurry to have righteous children. We should not burn them right away. We have to give them a chance to be a kind and to be a pious and to be a righteous. And this is our opportunity that Allah gave us. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till the time of Nuh alayhi salam, there is no disobedience on earth. They started in the time of Nuh with the five righteous people. And the shaitan came to the first generation and talked to them, your children will forget about the pious people that you have, and you have to build statues for them. And the first generation, they built the statues with a good intention to remind themselves and to remind their offsprings to be a pious and righteous like those role models, the five of them. What? Suwa', Yahuth, Ya'uq, Nasra, mentioned in Surah Nuh. When the first generation passed away and the second generation came after that, you know what they did? Because their parents did not teach them to be pious, did not show them how to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shaitan came to them, to their offspring. And the shaitan told them, your parents built these statues because they worship them. And you have to worship them. And this is, worshipping idols begins from that time. And we have to be very careful. We are living in this environment. And we have to put our eye in the middle of our face to be careful and to be wise. If we have authority to teach our children until 18 years old, and after 18 years old, you will find a lot of children just go astray. They did not listen to their parents anymore because now they have free will to do whatever they want. We did not teach them how to watch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life. Our problem, we scared our children from their parents, their dads or their moms. But we did not train them to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did not teach them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when they learn how to fear Allah, you know, everything will be good after that. We try to teach our children, do not lie. And we are dealing with the lies every time. We try to raise our children as a pious, and we feed them with the haram money from haram way, even the way of shubha. Subhanallah, we should not blame anyone except ourselves. This is the big investment in our children. We have to invest in our children. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, when the son of Adam dies, his source of good deeds will be ended, except three sources. When we look at the three sources, it will be amazing. One of them, Sadaqat Injari. We memorize the hadith. Just I would like to help all of us to understand the wisdom of the hadith. Sadaqat Injari. أو علم ينتفع به صدقة running charity continuance in charity أو علم ينتفع به useful knowledge people will benefit themselves from them أو ولد صالح يدعو له ولد here include both of genders boy or girl ولد صالح يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فلفظ الولد لا يعني البور no. الولد يشمل الذكر والأنثى ولد صالح يدعو له means a righteous child make dua for him how the child will be righteous it's not within few days this is the long time offered from your side to prepare and to raise your children to be pious and to be righteous. And sometimes we really force our children to do something, and the result of our actions, it will be disaster. We force them to do something, and we are not doing that. We force them to pray, or to memorize Quran, or to do istighfar, or to do good deeds, and we are not. And this is injustice. This is unfair. Not fair for them to force them to do something, and we are not doing that same thing that we asking them to do. We have to wake up, and we have to do something. We have to change our mentality. We are living in this environment. It's very, very dangerous. If we do not really rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, we might get lost in the middle of the jungle. We really need to pay attention for that. Our children, akbaduna tamshi ala al-ard. And what should we do? Just to conclude our speech today, what should we do to protect our children, to protect our hearts? to pray special prayer because of them. To wake up during the night, make wudu, ablution, abdest, and make salah special for your son, for your daughter, for your children. By Allah, Allah will never waste your offer. Just make sure for that. And do something good and hide it. Do not announce it. Al-Khabi'at. Make something good for the sake of Allah, especially for your children to become righteous. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them. Istawdi'ahum Allah. How? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, when we go to bed, what should we say before sleeping? To put your right side on the bed and to say, Bismika Rabbi wada'tu janbi wa bika arfa'a. In amsakta nafsi farhamha. Oh Allah, if you choose my soul to be the last time for me today, just have mercy with my soul. And if you give me other chance of life for tomorrow, and what? فَاحْفَظْهَا Protect me. بِمَا تَحْفَظُ بِهِ عِبَادَكَ الصَّالِحِينَ When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect your soul, and to have mercy with your soul if you die, or to protect your soul when you return back to life again among the pious and righteous, and now you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. The same way that Prophet Yaqub, Jacob, when he heard about his son, the beloved son, what did he say? He said, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Our problem, we do not understand our religion. Our problem, we acting in the physical action to protect our children with the very wrong way. We need to study about the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad and his companions. How they used to treat their children. How they used to take care of their children. I'm not saying feeding them and helping them out physically bad. No, it's very good, but it's not enough. You fed their bodies, and you did not feed their souls. This is very important. When I sent my child to the school, I did not follow up with him or with her. When the child saw the role model for him smoking or cheating or lying or dealing with the bad stuff, do you think he will be pious? Hell. When the girl saw her mom not wearing hijab, not caring about her religion, do you think the girl will care about the hijab and about modesty? No. And this is how our scholars mention. وَيَنْشَأُ نَاشِئُ الْفِتْيَانِ مِنَّا عَلَى مَا كَانَ عَوَّدَهُ أَبَاهُ You know, our children will be raised according the way and the behavior that their parents will raise them. And this is our problem today. Most of us have children, alhamdulillah. But few of us taking care of their children. And we still have a chance. No, don't lose the hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you leave your child or your boy or your daughter, your son or your daughter, just you cannot do it by yourself. You need to have some help from the one who has all the power, Almighty Allah. فعل الصالحات يحفظ الأبناء إلى الممات. Doing righteousness will protect the children until death. This is how our scholars taught us. And we need to really understand. It's not easy job. It's not easy task. It's very difficult and very complicated task. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a lot of examples in the Quran, and if we are willing to follow up the footsteps of the prophets and the messenger of Allah, we will succeed. But if we choose to do it according to our ability and our experience, we will get lost. We cannot continue in the same way. Just I would like to make it longer. I would like to clarify or highlight some points for all of us. Our children, as a trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, we should take care of the trust of Allah, or we will be responsible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us encourage his children to memorize Quran? How many of us take his children to the masjid to pray and to teach them to be role models? How many of us really assign his child or his daughter in the Quran class or online or anywhere? How many of us caring about the Islamic education for his children? How many of us really looked deeply not to have a single penny from haram way to feed his children or their children? فَكُلُّ جَسَدٍ نَبَتَ مِنْ حَرَامٍ فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة. Whosoever call out for guidance to help people out to be good, and he will be rewarded, she will be rewarded for the same reward of people until the day of judgment. ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الوزر مثل من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة. And whosoever help people out to be bad, to act in rude way, he or she will have the same sin of people until the day of judgment. When you start something good in your town, in your city, in your place, and people start imitating you, you will have the same reward, because you was the first one doing this good action in the town. But when you start to do bad action and people start imitate you, and you will have the same sin of people until the day of judgment. And this is the same idea. When our children saw us worshipping Allah, praying, reciting Quran, making istighfar, not to show off in front of people, we are doing that sincerely for the sake of Allah, our children will do the same action after that. They are recording for us until they will reach the moment they will be able, they will be strong enough to say, no, you are wrong. And we should not be surprised in that moment, because we did not prepare them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be righteous and to be pious. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. فالله أسأل أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول صلاح الآباء يحفظ الأبناء، وعندنا آيات كثيرة في القرآن وقصص الأولين قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإنهم رفضوا أنبياءهم ورسلهم بحجة أنهم وجدوا آباءهم على أمة، يعني على ملة، وهم لا يستطيعون أن يغيروا ملة آبائهم ولا يغيروا ملتهم حفظا لكرامة آبائهم حتى ولو كان آباؤهم على ضلالة. هذه الخلاصة. فصلاح الآباء حفظ للأبناء، تريد أن تحفظ أولادك بالأخص في هذه البلاد، ينبغي علينا أن نكون صالحين، ينبغي علينا أن نتقي الله سبحانه وتعالى فيما بيننا وبين الله. سيدنا سعيد بن المسيب كان يخاطب ولده ويقول: والله يا بني لأزيدن في صلاتي من أجلك. سبحان الله، سعيد بن المسيب من التابعين من الصالحين، لكنه كان يخاطب ولده يقول: لأزيدن في صلاتي من أجلك. أم سيدنا الحسن البصري رحمها الله قالت: يا حسن، أتدري لما أنت حسن؟ قال: لا يا أمي، أخبريني. قالت: والله يا بني ما ألقمتك ثديي ولا مرة إلا بعد أن أتوضأ تقربا إلى الله عز وجل. كل مرة ترضع ولدها تتوضأ كأنها تريد أن تصلي، لأنها تعلم أنها إذا أرضعته في طاعة كان نافعا لدينه ونافعا لقومه ونافعا لبلده. هذا ما نريد أن نربي عليه أبناءنا. كثير منا يشتكي سوء الأولاد، هم غير مؤدبين، ولم نسأل أنفسنا، فإن العيب فينا ليس في زماننا، العيب فينا نحن، لأننا ما اتقينا الله عز وجل، ما رقبنا الله حق المراقبة، ما عبدنا الله حق عبادة. أوجز فأقول: إذا أردت أن تنقذ نفسك وتنقذ أولادك من هم الدنيا ومن حر النار في الآخرة، ينبغي علينا أن نكون من الصالحين، ينبغي علينا أن نربيهم التربية الإسلامية الصحيحة. كم منا يدفع لأولاده يتعلم لعب الكرة أو لعب الكاراتيه أو أي لعبة أخرى؟ كم دفعنا لأولادنا لنعلمهم القرآن؟ كم دفعنا لأولادنا لنعلمهم دين الله عز وجل؟ فنكون واقعيين، ربما نسرق، ربما نغش، ربما نحتال، ربما نخادع، ونطلب من أبنائنا أن يكونوا صالحين، فهم يسجلون علينا حركاتنا وسكناتنا حتى ولو لم يتكلموا، فهم أدرى الناس بنا، هم أعلم الناس بنا. أولادنا يعيشون معنا في بيوتنا ويسجلون علينا كل كبيرة وصغيرة، فلنتقي الله في أنفسنا أولا، ولنتقي الله في أولادنا ثانيا، لأنه ينشأ ناشئ الفتيان منا على ما كان علمه أباه. إذا علمت ولدك أن يكون مراقبا لله عز وجل، يخاف أن ينتهك حرمات الله، فإنه يشب على هذه العادة الحسنة. وإن علمته أن يشتم أمه أو يشتم الكبار أو أن يدخن أو أن يتعلم شرب السجائر أو شرب الشيشة أو ما إلى ذلك، ماذا تنتظر منه لينفع بلده وينفع أمته وينفع دينه؟ هو لا يستطيع أن ينفع نفسه ولا يستطيع أن ينفع والديه، فكيف ينفع الآخرين؟ نسأل الله عز وجل أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا. أختم فأقول: النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث: صدقة جارية، أو علم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له. الصدقة معروفة، والعلم ليس كل الناس أهل لأن يتركوا علما بعدهم لينتفع المجتمع منه، لكن الولد الصالح كيف يأتي هذا الولد الصالح؟ والولد في اللغة تشمل الذكر والأنثى. يوصيكم الله في أولادكم، حتى لا يأخذها بعض المغرضين ويقول: لماذا ذكر الولد ولم يذكر البنت؟ لفظ الولد في الشرع يشمل الاثنين معا، الذكر والأنثى. يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. ولد صالح يدعو له لا يأتي من بين يوم وليلة، لابد يكون هناك برنامج طويل، طيلة حياتك أنت تربي ولدك، تربي أولادك، تنشئهم على معرفة الله والخوف من الله وحب الله وحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إذا ما متنا في ذلك الوقت نطمئن أن أولادنا لن يضلوا بعدنا، حتى ولو ضلوا بعدنا فإننا أجرنا وأخذنا الأجر الوفير من الله عز وجل. سيدنا نوح هو من أولي العزم ويدعو الناس إلى الهداية، وما استطاع أن يهدي ولده. فلا تتعذر ولا تتحجج، افعل ما تستطيع فعله، واتق الله سبحانه وتعالى في ملبسك ومشربك ومأكلك وكلامك ومدخلك ومخرجك، فإن الله عز وجل سيقر فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى سيشرح صدرك ويفرح قلبك وتقر عينك بصلاح ولدك أو بصلاح أولادك. فاللهم أصلح أولادنا أجمعين، اللهم أعنا على تربية أولادنا التربية الإسلامية الصحيحة يا رب العالمين. اللهم هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، وجزاكم الله خيرا، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just very quick announcement inshallah. The first one related to Hajj. Pilgrimage. The Hajj, they start to collect the down payment, inshallah. If you are interested to go to visit Allah's house and to perform Hajj this year, hurry up. And we need your name and your passport number and your down payment. This is for the brothers and the sisters. You know, Saudi government, every year they make a new laws to make it difficult for people to go to perform Hajj. Hurry up. If you have ability and you are able to go, please do not delay it for next year, because nobody knows we will be in this life or in the other life. This is the first announcement for Hajj. لو أردت أن تحج إن شاء الله, see Imam as soon as possible إن شاء الله, and just in النية خالصة لله عز وجل. لا تدري كيف الله سبحانه وتعالى يساعدك للذهاب إلى الحج. Do not count the money is the big issue. The big issue is, you know, your interested and your intention that you wish to go to perform Hajj over there, inshallah. This is the first announcement. Second announcement, very quickly, we have our boys group today and girls group, inshallah, and our sister Halaqa today. You know, every the first Friday of every month, this is the very important for all of us to prove ourselves with Allah Azza wa Jal. Please bring your child, bring your children, bring your wife, bring your sister, bring your mom to the masjid. This is the landmark for us in our town here. Do not choose to take them away from the masjid. We train them to show them the address of the masjid. When we die, they know the address, they know their ways how to go to Allah's house. Help them out in this life before we die. Help them out to come to the masjid and to learn at the masjid, to help out at the masjid. And this is to be proud of your action and of your choice, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last one, what?
Masjid al-Nur.
Yeah. We have also our brothers and sisters in Masjid al-Nur, Somalian community, mashallah. They have fundraising dinner tomorrow at 4 p.m. at their building in Eastern Avenue, 3206 Eastern Avenue in Grand Rapids, inshallah. They have their fundraising dinner. Please support them. Go to them to help them and to support them. We are one nation. We are one unit. We have to have unity between us as a Muslims in Grand Rapids and West Michigan, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last announcement today, inshallah, our brother Amrous Abdul Rahman, the uncle of brother Aish, the owner of Super Green Market, and brother-in-law of brother Ahmed Aish. He is very sick. He had a surgery last week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him out. And our sister Nadia Mutwali also, she is very sick. Make dua for both of them. As Allah Azza wa Jalla أن يبدلهما دما خيرا من دمهما وجلدا خيرا من جلدهما وعافية خيرا من عافيتهما. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يشفيهما وأن يفرج عنهما وأن يجلب لهم الصحة والعافية يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خيرا، تقبل الله منا ومنكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.